There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group. Your money, your retirement. This is the place for St. Louis's family-focused retirement planning advice for your future. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, live from the Heisey Advisory Group studio. Now, here are your hosts, Ken and Lori Heisey.
Good morning and welcome to Your Retirement Highway. I'm Ken Heisey with Lori Heisey. We are Heisey Advisory Group and the host of Your Retirement Highway, as we are each and every Sunday morning right here on KMOX. And, we truly believe that your best is yet to come, and you deserve to get good information and to make smart choices about your own personal financial planning. And, you know, after more than 25 years of helping families plan for their retirements, it's become abundantly clear to me that the financial industry as a whole, even the Wall Street firms particularly, seem to be failing American families just like you when it comes to your retirement planning. And we are here to help you create a roadmap for your personal retirement. And we believe you deserve the best advice available based on your best interest. And we also believe that you should enjoy a path toward financial security. And this is what we work day in and day out to help people do, because we feel you deserve to enjoy the fruits of your labors. You've worked a lifetime to get to where you are. So sit back, take some notes, enjoy the show as we bring you down your retirement highway. You can always reach out to us at 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400 or yourretirementhighway.com. So, Lori,
yes,
we're here
good
again.
Good morning. We are. Another Sunday morning. They come quick, don't they?
Can you believe we're halfway through summer?
I know.
We're in the depth of the summer heat.
And already a week past the 4th of July. Hope everybody had a wonderful holiday. It was interesting. Our kids and grandkids were in town and never seen so many fireworks in our neighborhood. Obviously, people were doing a lot of their home shows this year. In fact, one of our team members here said that her dad is in the business 10 years.
Fireworks business,
they sold out for the first time ever out of two warehouses. So a lot of home shows going on. It was fun, and ready to get started on this second half of the year for sure.
And today we want to talk about income planning. It's very, very true statement. Income defines your retirement. Because it's your income that allows you to do all the things that you've been dreaming about for a lifetime. And it kind of reminds me when I'm doing presentations and I'll pick somebody out of the audience, and I try and kind of find somebody that I'm pretty sure is still working. And the question I love to ask is, you've got this thing that goes on between your employer and your bank. And it goes on between the two of them generally every 2 weeks. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I think I know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about your paycheck, right?
Right.
And it's fascinating that your company and your bank interact every couple of weeks, and you get a deposit into your bank account. It's called your paycheck. And I'm assuming you like that, right? You like the regularity. It's been kind of coming that way for maybe it's 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. And hopefully across all those years, those paychecks have even gotten a little bit bigger. Right? Maybe some pay raises, some bonuses, things like that.
One would hope that after longevity, that you do get some of those pay increases.
And it's been kind of steady. It kind of keeps coming through. But go back to 2008, right? If you go back and think of 2008, during that time, 07, 08, and 09, the market dropped 50%. So the question there is, did your paycheck drop 50%? I don't think so, right? Most of your paychecks would have continued on just as they always did. Then think about 2013. The market was up 32%. Did your paycheck go up 32%? It would have been nice, right? But your answer is probably no, it didn't. So when you get to retirement, the object is to enjoy a steady, predictable paycheck, just like you have your entire working life. And when you retire, you want the same. And the final question is, how long do you want that paycheck to last?
Well, I would like my paycheck to last for as long as I live.
Okay. But that, in a married couple, is maybe not the whole story.
As long as we both live.
There you go. See? And that's the trick in retirement income planning, is how do you create a systematic structure of income, like a paycheck that you've been getting on a regular basis, and how do you create it and how do you make that last? How much? 30 years?
Well, I mean, by today's standards, people are living longer. It could be 30 years. It could be 35 years. It could be 40 years. Your dad was retired and taking income longer than he had been working. So,
yeah.
You know, those are things that maybe you don't think about, but they are definite things that you should be not only thinking about, but planning for that longevity. And, you know, you and I talk, Ken, about longevity because, let's face it, both of your parents lived into their early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I was not as fortunate. Both of my parents passed away, my mother in her early 70s, my dad in his later 70s. And yes, genetically, there are things that, you know, can preclude me from living a long life.
And that's the reason that I said before about the income lasting just your life. I wanted to make sure it lasts my life too,
because
I probably have a longer life expectancy.
Well, and you may, but you know, I live a lifestyle that hopefully is going to allow me to live far past what my parents lived. And then you take in medical technology and the things that are available to us that help us to live, to stay alive longer, which, you know, 20, 30 years ago, weren't there. Not only treatments, but medications and different things. So, and a very healthy lifestyle.
Well, so the tendency today is to think, oh, you know, this is easy. I just have to save a bunch of money. It's this 401k, this IRA. I have to just amass an amount of wealth and everything will be okay. But that's not necessarily accurate. It's not as easy as it sounds. What are bank rates paying today? CDs or even savings accounts,
1%
or less, right?
Yeah.
How about the 10-year treasury? What's the yield on the 10-year treasury? It's less than 1%. And pensions. Everybody seems to have pensions, right? No,
yeah.
Not so much anymore, right? So that makes it a trouble. How about Social Security? What's the status? Are people worried about the longevity of Social Security, whether it's going to be there? I think there's a lot of worry out there. I don't know that it's deserved.
And I don't know that we need to be necessarily concerned that it won't be there to the degree that it has been and the percentage of what's going to be able to be paid out. There's great potential that could be reduced.
How about the stock market? That's been pretty consistent lately, right? It's been all over the place, right? Just think about all these things that you have to be pulling together and how you need to focus in terms of creating an income plan, a plan that allows you to deal with all of this. It's not about how much you have in assets. It's about how much you have in income. I would like to say a secure income is a secure retirement.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. And I don't think a lot of people consider what retirement looks like when it comes to how they're going to generate income. They just say, I have this bucket of assets, and oh gosh, that's great, I'll just draw from that. But that's not really an income plan. And it's really important to look at how you're going to generate that cash flow, as you said, Ken, whether if you're single, obviously for your life, but if you're married, more importantly, for that joint life. And I know for me, if you predecease me, I don't want my income to change, because that's kind of a misnomer. A lot of people think that one spouse passes away and all of a sudden their expenses are greatly reduced. We don't really find that to be necessarily true. Yes, you may have lower health care costs. You're going to maybe spend a little bit less, you know, on your grocery bill.
The fascinating part is, though, you might spend less on the grocery bill, but more likely you're going to spend more on dining out.
Dining out, and I'll probably spend more on travel. And when I say travel, I'll probably want to see the grandkids even more, because I won't have you to travel with.
Yep. Exactly. There's just so many things that come into play with making sure that you have a systematic income that's going to be there, that's going to be dependable, not dependent upon the ups and downs of the stock market, right? Not dependent upon maybe these short-term interest rates that are struggling. It's comprehensively trying to pull together a plan that can get you systematic, steady cash flow, but then also at the same and make sure it lasts a lifetime. And we've always said that this would be so easy if you could just give me your expiration date. But we don't come with expiration dates, do we? And it's a good thing. We're not a carton of milk with an expiration date. We all have different life expectancies, and we all have different spending habits, and we all have different values. So this all starts to become very unique to you as an individual. You are going to need to look at your expenses and how you want to spend your money. You need to look at your overall comprehensive dream. What is retirement to you? Lori, you mentioned the grandkids, right? And many of you are blessed enough to have grandkids here in the St. Louis area. Our grandkids are in Milwaukee, and we'll probably have someday grandkids out in San Francisco. And so really trying to figure out how you bring that all together, if that's the values, or it may just be, maybe it's the bucket list travel, international travel, whatever the case might be.
Yeah, and I also look to the future with our grandchildren. If, you know, obviously one of us is going to predecease each other, that I may want to do more for them, or from an education standpoint, or pay for a wedding. Who knows? It's so hard to predict the future. What I do want to be able to predict is knowing what our income is going to be, regardless of the stock market, regardless of, you know, bank rates, regardless of, you know, government bonds, regardless of any of that. I want to know what our income is going to be moving forward.
If you don't have a written income plan for your retirement, now is the time to get one together. To sit down and take a look at what your expenses are, take a look at what your personal dream is, and make sure that you have a documented income plan that's going to support that cash flow. And that means creating the plan and following the plan. It's making sure you're not putting your retirement at risk. If you can retire and you have enough income, does it make sense to put that income at risk? I think you want a retirement that's going to have dependable income all the way through. And we'd love to help you with that. We'd love to give you an income analysis and be able to help you create a plan to have cash flow for your retirement. To do that, the number is 314-328-4400, right? Is that it?
Yeah. Did you just say to do dat?
I may have. It was a Waskaway Wabbit, you know. But again, the number 314-328-4400. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and get your personal income plan today.
Retirement can be daunting, especially during uncertain times. I'm Lori Heise, founder of Heise Advisory Group. Similar to others who are near or in retirement, the questions and concerns regarding your retirement may seem overwhelming or intimidating. At Heise Advisory Group, we want to help alleviate your concerns through strategic planning and help ensure your investment portfolio fully supports your income needs. Register today for our upcoming retirement workshop on July 23rd at 6 p.m. This 2.5-hour event will cover income and investment planning and tax-efficient strategies. Call now to register at 314-909-1116 or online at heiseadvisorygroup.com. That's heiseadvisorygroup.com. Social distancing guidelines will be observed. Register now at 314-909-1116.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken and Lori Heise. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement. Or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Lori on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
And welcome back once again to Your Retirement Highway. It's Ken and Lori Heise, founders of Heise Advisory Group, with you as we are each and every Sunday here on KMOX. And we're talking about income planning and the real base to creating an income plan is knowing your expenses. And I find that a lot of you, when you come into the office, have a fairly good feel for your basic expenses, mortgage, utilities, auto expenses, food, maybe travel. You tend to think maybe you're spending X. I mean, a great way that happens today is so many of you put everything on your credit card, and it's real easy to go back to your credit card and see what you're spending on a regular basis. So that works really well. But what if you're thinking you spend $7,000 a month, and then in reality, you're actually spending $9,000 a month? I mean, that would be detrimental. You might have enough assets to be able to spend the $9,000, but maybe you don't. And this whole unknown of how long we're living and what we're spending on and how to invest is I think, what feeds to the number one concern of people feeling like they have this fear of running out of money.
Well, it's interesting because, first of all, we have a budget worksheet, and when you come to visit with us, we really want you to complete that budget worksheet. But here's the reason why, and for many of you listening, you know me. I'm pretty much of a health nut, and I watch everything I eat. I'm very careful.
Well, I watch everything I eat, too.
Yeah, as you put it in your mouth, of course. But I like to equate the budget worksheet to how, if you have ever been on a diet, think about this. One of the first things that either a dietitian or whoever you might be working with, or if you're just doing it on your own and you found something online, the first thing they say is track your food. So what do they mean by that? It means write down every single thing that you eat. And it's amazing because you don't realize until you start tracking those things. You look at it at the end of the day and you go, wow, I ate a lot more than I thought, because you think, oh, I just had a bite of this or a bite of that. But the calories add up. And I use an app on my phone. It's called Carb Manager. And it helps me to track every single thing from every ounce to every morsel of food. And at the end of the day, it really adds up. And we use that. That's really what we're talking about in reference to using that budget worksheet, is tracking everything that you spend so that you know that when you get to retirement, it's not just a haphazard, I think I spend this. You can actually look at this and go, I know exactly what we spend monthly, and here's what we'd like to have in addition to that.
So I've done that Carb Manager with you, and it is excruciating at times to document everything that you're putting in your mouth in order to track, but the value that it has is so tremendous in helping you make sure that you're not overeating and that you are accomplishing the weight loss goals. It is essential to the success of that diet. And to me, these budget worksheets are the essential piece to the successful income plan, because you need to really, really understand what you're spending and when and how, for example.
That word budget, I mean, it sounds terrible, but if you truly want to have a successful retirement, much like you wake up and on Monday morning you say, today's the day, I'm going to change my life, I'm going to start eating healthy. If you truly want to be successful in that endeavor, the best way to do that is track what you eat and to know and to have a handle on that. And the best way to have that successful retirement is to know not only what your fixed expenses are, but what do I want to spend in retirement and how can we help you achieve that goal?
And they've recently said that over the course of your retirement lifetime, the average couple can spend $356,000 on healthcare without long-term care expenses. So what are we talking about? We're talking about your Medicare premium. We're talking about your Medicare supplement, prescriptions, out-of-pocket expenses. Let's face it, the older we get in this country, we tend to take more and more medications. And so understanding the impact of healthcare expenses, inflation, so many times you'll come into the office and have an idea of what you're spending, but then forget about the fact that things get more expensive as time goes by, right? We've got inflation's very real. But an even bigger one is that you're not accounting for taxes. And taxes are becoming a very significant part of a retirement income plan because you may have $1 million saved up in your 401k, and you may take pride in the fact that you've reached that point and you have that $1 million. But if I ask you, how much of that $1 million is your money? And most of you will say, well, it's all mine. But in fact, it's not. Your silent partner, the IRS, owns part of that account.
You always have to bring the IRS into it.
Yep. And I've got to tell my fun little joke about the IRS. Hopefully there's no IRS agents listening to this, but it's a fun, corny joke. So if you take the word the and you take the word I or the letters IRS, right, the IRS, and you put them together, you spell
theirs.
And sometimes I think they think all of your money is theirs. When in fact, yes, they do have a share of all of your 401ks and IRAs because you have never paid taxes on that. And to get the money out, you have to give them their share. And so really understanding the impact over time that taxes are going to have on your retirement income plan is going to have a significant impact on how long your money lasts. Because as taxes go up, for you to be able to spend the same amount, you're going to have to withdraw more money to get the same net income. And when you have to withdraw more money, that means that your chances of running out of money start to increase.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It's interesting the amount of families that come in and we sit down with that say, well, yeah, I know about taxes, but they didn't factor in, you know, the part about the IRS and their portion of the 401k or the IRAs. And then, of course, the inflation factor. I mean, let's face it, where are we today with inflation? We're basically at zero.
Very low.
I mean, very low. So where can we possibly go from there? And, you know, as you and I were talking, even Ken, is yes, as we get older, we tend to spend less, but that value there, it's not going to be proportionate to say, well, I'm going to spend less, so inflation's not going to really have an impact. It is going to have an impact, and those are things that we look at holistically from when we help you put together those income plans. It's the healthcare, it's the inflation, it's the taxes. There's so many elements that go into it that we have to factor for all of that for you. It's very comprehensive. It's comprehensive. It's very holistic. And if your advisor isn't doing that, those are things that maybe you need to really evaluate, even if they're not even helping you put together an income plan.
Well, when you take your budget sheet and you start to get into the details, you realize that if you have a mortgage, your principal and interest payment does not have an inflation rate. That's a steady, that's a zero inflation rate. But your interest and your taxes do have some inflation rates. You're going to have different inflation rates for some of your spending items. Healthcare expenses are going to have a much more significant inflation rate to them. So really looking at each of those expenditures and how the inflation affects them is also really important. I want to wrap up the show with six ways to generate some income in retirement. And understand, there are no perfect answers. There are no perfect tools. This is not an exact science of perfection.
And there's no cookie cutter solution.
Exactly. So the first one that I'll note, academia absolutely loves these, but it seems like all of you seem to hate them, and they're called immediate annuities. Immediate annuities are where you go and you pay a lump sum of money to the insurance company, and they promise to pay you an income for as long as you and your spouse live. It's kind of like a pension in some respects, but the thing we don't like about them is that they're irrevocable. And what if we both get killed, within a couple of years, and then that money is all gone. So that's one way, but maybe not the best. Second is laddered bonds, where we have staggered maturities. But the problem there is bond yields are so low, and if interest rates go up, now we suddenly have depreciation risk in our bonds that is existing. A third one, target date funds with systematic withdrawals. That works great when the markets are going up, but we all know what happened a few months ago, right? The market collapsed, and guess what? All of those accounts went down in value as well. So now we've got some risk there as well. Municipal bonds. A lot of you love to have municipal bonds, but again, the yields on those today are relatively low. Real estate is another idea. Whether you own it directly or maybe you invest in some real estate funds, that can be a manner of creating cash flow. And the last one is just regular fixed annuities. Forbes, Fidelity, they're all starting to write articles about how fixed annuities can be a real strong part of a comprehensive income and retirement plan. There are no perfect tools. Keep that in mind. Nothing is going to be the utopia, but it's how you take these assets together, how you use them to create an income plan for you to help you make sure that your assets will hopefully last as long as you do.
And clearly identifying the income assets versus the long-term growth. And that's so paramount, and that's really where we come in. And we really would like to have that opportunity to help you. And we're here each and every day working with families, creating their roadmap to retirement.
So we have two different ways that we can help you. Number one, on July 23rd, we are taking the show to the road and doing a live presentation at the Lodge de Pere in De Pere. It's at 6 p.m. July 23rd, and we're going to be discussing income planning, investment planning, and tax planning. So again, that's July 23rd at 6 p.m., a live presentation at the Lodge de Pere. Call 314-328-4400 if you'd like to get a reservation for that. And of course, as always, if you'd like to sit down with us one-on-one here at the office or over a virtual Zoom meeting, we are more than happy to go one-on-one with you as well. Again, the number to call, 314-328-4400. That's a wrap for today's show. We hope you have a fantastic rest of your Sunday, and we'll be with you again next week right here on KMOX.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management and Heisey Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Heisey Advisory Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Heisey Advisory Group. A Roth conversion is a taxable event and may have several tax-related consequences. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA. This radio show is a paid placement.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken and Lori Heisey. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heisey Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.